Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
If you already are extremely vulnerable, it's like you add stress, it's like you lose the war.
Well, and then I'm sure it feeds on itself, because then you get stressed out about what's happening with your hair.
Exactly. You want to use a product that has DHT inhibitors in there. Try to put yourself around people that make you laugh, that truly love and support you. Try to engage in things that are very calming to the body.
I'm Sarah Fenske. This is St. Louis on the Air. If your hair has been falling out in this pandemic, you're not alone. Far from it. A recent study in the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology reports that New York City practitioners saw a, quote, abrupt uptick in cases of hair shedding. Some St. Louisans have noticed that trend on their own heads. That includes city resident Erin Lydon-Lorson. She left us this voicemail with her observations.
In October, I woke up with quarter-size spots that were just completely gone. I went to my doctor. I was really nervous, and I had no idea that could happen to me. So reading your article and hearing about how normal that is and how the stress of the pandemic could influence it, that was just, again, it normalized the situation for me. Thank you. How do I stop them from multiplying? I went from 1 to 4. And they're easy to hide, but, you know, I don't know what to do.
And that is Erin Lydon-Lorson. And the problem that she describes there is particularly acute for some women of color. The journal article found a 400% increase in such cases last summer. And that's something that Abra McField is working to address here in St. Louis. She is the CEO and founder of Abracadabra Hair and Healing. She's a hair loss practitioner and a certified trichologist. And she joins us today to discuss this problem and also some solutions. So, Abra McField, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So first, give us some context on this. What does a trichologist do?
Trichology is the study of hair and scalp diseases and problems and issues that promote or cause hair loss.
So you're looking at the big picture issue here, not just the stress stuff, but anything that goes into this problem.
Correct.
So have you seen a big increase in clients experiencing hair loss during this pandemic?
I have, it's been astronomical, actually. Yes, definitely. Definitely has gone up quite a bit since the pandemic.
And have you noticed any commonalities in the people that are coming to you with this problem?
Yes. So stress has been a major cause. Now, obviously, there are always going to be, especially in women, more reasons than one why we would experience hair loss. But stress seems to exacerbate the issue. And if we're already vulnerable, stress definitely pushes us over that edge.
Well, we want to hear from you. If you're experiencing this problem, our phone lines are open. You can give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. You can also send us a tweet at STL on Air. And we did get another voicemail about this as well. This one is from Marguerite, and she lives in St. Louis.
I can't believe it, especially when I vacuum. I have to empty the canister, and there's enough hair to make a raccoon coat. It's amazing. I don't know if it's because I switched colors. I pull hair out of my combs, my brushes, especially after shampooing. The drain has to be cleared with all the hair. I don't know what's causing it, and I'm not under immense stress. So I've decided no more coloring. I'm going to go silver.
That is Marguerite, who lives in St. Louis. Abra, she thinks that maybe the hair color that she's using is part of the problem. Can hair color contribute to this problem?
Yeah, so there are a bunch of internal and external reasons why we would experience hair loss. It kind of depends on the color that she's using. Color has ammonia, color has sulfates. Color has a bunch of ingredients that are pretty harsh for the scalp. Mm. And what it does is causes irritation, which makes the follicle that is holding the hair extremely vulnerable and less strong enough to kind of hold the hair. And so that's kind of like what happens like internally, but internally you also be experiencing something called DHT. It's short for dehydrotestosterone, which is our own body's sensitivity to testosterone, the hormone called testosterone.
Hmm.
So it will block your hair follicles from receiving the necessary blood, nutrients, and oxygen that is needed to promote hair growth. And so if you're not getting that proper flow, if you have any type of blockages, then the activity, cellular activity shuts down, which causes a lot more shedding.
Hmm.
So a lot of times that comes with age, a lot of times it's genetic, but there are things that you can do to reverse that issue as well. So, but yes, colors, shampoos, different types of shampoos and topicals that people can use definitely can cause irritation on the scalp, cause itchiness, inflammation, and it makes that follicle extremely vulnerable. And so by that, it can't hold the hair. It's not strong enough to hold the hair. And so the hair can either break off at the point of sight or it can shed.
Hmm. It's interesting. You mentioned the idea that some of this is genetic. Are there some of us where we might be fine, but we have this genetic issue that once we get super stressed out, it's going to manifest itself?
Correct. Exactly. So if you're already predisposed to DHT, which again is a short for dehydrotestosterone, our own body sensitivity to the hormone testosterone, and you're having blockages. And then when you add stress to it, what happens is you have different hair growth phases. You have phases where you have an active phase, and then you have a resting phase, and then you have a phase in which your hair sheds. What happens is when you add stress onto already vulnerable situations, about 10 to 15% of your head is always in a shedding phase. Now, it may not all shed at one time. It'll shed over time, but 10 to 15% of your head is definitely ready to shed. And what happens is when you add the stress onto it, it pushes that faster and makes it happen all at once. And so the first call with the young lady experiencing like different areas of shedding or hair loss over all of her head, that could have very well been that 10 to 15% that she was going to lose it anyway at some point. But because of stress, more than likely, it pushed it all at one point of time. It pushed it all at one time.
Hmm.
And so usually that's called telogen effluvium. So that's called telogen effluvium. When you kind of lose your telogen phase is the phase where you lose your hair, the natural shedding. But effluvium is when you lose all of it at one time.
Hmm. You know, this stress that comes in this pandemic, this is no lie. We actually got a caller just now, Barbara and Clayton, who wanted to share. She was at the dentist recently. She notes that it's not just hair. More people are having cracked teeth from grinding their teeth due to stress. It's horrible how this can impact our bodies. And Amber, I did want to ask you one part of this. We mentioned this journal article that found a 400% increase for women of color when it comes to these cases. Why do you think this has affected women of color in particular?
Well, a lot of times it's really proven that women of color are less healthy overall, like really deficient and lacking a lot of nutrients and have poor diets. Everybody, you know, all of us have, you know, some type of weakness in our diet, but we're proven to be the most, you know, obese or, you know, having the most heart issues and things like that, diabetes and things like that. So you already have that working against you. And so now you put us in a situation where normally minority women put their hair in the hands of a professional completely, you know, because our hair is more natural, it's more dry, it's coily, it's kinky, it's very, very hard to manage. And a lot of us have just gotten away from the chemicals, the permanent straighteners and relaxers. And so we don't know really what to do with our hair. So we trust the professional fully to manage it for us and to help us keep it straightened and, and we go to the salon to get things done to keep it healthy. But when they shut us down during the pandemic, they no longer have that option. And so they were forced to have to figure things out on their own. And so a lot of people neglect their hair, or a lot of people do too much to their hair. And so because it's kinky and coily, it causes just a lot of friction and tension. And you're constantly combing and running against resistance and brushing and running against resistance. And so you already have the natural shedding, but then you have the external shedding that is caused by the things that we are doing externally. So the stress of not having that easy management when it comes to our hair, you know, we have to manage all of our hair on top of being a mother and working and things like that. But again, we don't know what to do. And so oftentimes we're doing the wrong things and we just do so much. Colors and relaxers and all different type of products that really cause irritation and affect our scalp. And so, again, you know, to my point earlier, it's not just one issue all of the time. It's usually, especially in women, more men can point to one issue, possibly maybe two. But women especially, it can be so many issues at one time. And so, again, to our point when we're talking about stress, if you already are extremely vulnerable, it's like you add stress, it's like you lose the war, you know?
Yeah. So, well, and then I'm sure it feeds on itself, because then you get stressed out about what's happening with your hair.
Exactly.
And so I guess that's, you know, Abra, we need you to share some solutions here, because this is stressing people out, the stress of this problem. What are some things people can do to save their hair if they start noticing this kind of shedding?
Yes. Okay. So the first thing you can do is you want to use a product that has DHT inhibitors in there, and specifically organic DHT inhibitors. I actually have a product line myself, and I made sure that the DHT inhibitors that we included in our product were organic, and that's very important. And organic usually means it's from some type of plant extract, and some products, and the crazy thing is there's not a lot of products on the market that have DHT inhibitors, but the ones that do may have one or two, and it's just simply not enough. So our products have between 8 and 11. So you want to use a product that has some type of DHT inhibitor in there, because it really does help to open up the follicle so that you can receive all of the blood flow and oxygen and nutrients for just optimum hair growth. So another thing is you just don't want to always look to one solution. You want to have a multi-therapeutic approach, something that's helping internally and externally. So I would definitely, if you haven't done yet, get some blood work done to see where you are with the nutrients and vitamins that are needed, just for daily health overall. And some things like minerals, zinc is very important, biotin, all of your vitamin D's, vitamin B's, making sure that you're just not deficient in anything could really help you build up that defense for stress. And then also just with natural holistic ways, you know, just trying to figure out where the stress is coming from. I'm really big with trying to find the trigger instead of just bypassing the trigger and trying to fix the result of the trigger. Because if you still have the trigger, then, you know, you still have a very low defense. So just figuring out what is it that's actually causing stress and try to resolve that. You know, try to put yourself around people that make you laugh, that truly love and support you. Try to engage in things that are very calming to the body. It's proven that meditation and breath work really helps to calm the heart, calm the blood, hence calm the mind, which really reduces stress. And then definitely exercises and getting involved in some activities, even some creative activities that help bring a lot of joy to your life. And reading, if you have any problems anywhere, challenges, just trying to find a book to help, you know, resolve or to help combat the challenges, issues that you are having, for sure. And the last thing I could think of is really just journaling and finding things that you're grateful for instead of things that you don't have. Like wherever your mind goes, where your life goes, is wherever your energy flows is where your life goes. So try not to focus on the things that you don't have or that you believe that you're lacking in, and try to focus on the things that you do have, and finding every little reason, small or little, just to be grateful. And believe me, that really does help build up a major defense against the war of hair loss.
Well, Evra, that is just a great set of suggestions there. It kind of runs the gamut between the super practical and then the bigger picture. This is some good advice for anybody dealing with such a troubling problem. So, Evra McField, CEO and founder of Abracadabra Hair and Healing, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.